Good evening, folks.
Blog Talk Radio.
All Sports Review by Mike. Here we go. September 12, 2023. The Jets got a victory this week in the NFL, as did the Cleveland Browns. Aaron Rodgers, as you know, has torn UCL or ACL or I sell, you sell, we all sell. What else? Pickleball has risen from the ranks of Bangor, Maine to the talk on CBS in a matter of 1 to 1.5 months. El Presidente is getting impeached. There's talk of that on the news circuit. Look Who's Talking is on television. Triple feature, all three with Kirstie Alley. I can't confirm or deny that because I never saw the third one. Back to sports. What's going on in baseball? I imagine the Red Sox are in the pennant race in October. The Guardians might be. There is talk on Broadway of a new musical, Ara Cleopatra. And in the House of London, musical performances, producers too. Everything sports. This is A Man Being Patient. You are listening to a patient man. Anger-free. Well, it's an interesting industry. Coca-Cola may or may not be working on a carrot juice hybrid Sprite lemon lime refresher drink for the health generation. This is an unconfirmed report. A lightly orange tinted Sprite called Sprite Esprit, sports fan. A healthy soda, Mike Bloomberg. Did you imagine that? A carrot. A hint of carrot in your lemon-lime Sprite. I've already concocted the first beta version of it, and it tasted great. Imagine what Coca-Cola could do with it. Imagine what Coca-Cola could do for me and you, listeners. Boost our healthy living. Not only that, they could boost our healthy living ratings and our sports athleticism to the finest degree of education and entertainment offered in the future. Bright Esprit. Commercial is it anyway? And then you have the weather, sports fans. The reports look like Hurricane Lee is headed on a straight path in the next 24 tidal intervals to hit landfall somewhere in Maine, New England. They can see 24 tides ahead. There's no alternative path on that forecast map. Did Dr. Zevil von Gosten go over the Weather Channel? How did they become so fine and precise? Approximately 24 tidal intervals out from landfall. That's like Sunday, September We'll say 17, 18. I don't have a calendar in front of me right now. Thinking about Ronald Reagan or John Candy Roll in the sports arena of motion picture movie blockbuster hits. Another all sports breaking news. Drew Barrymore is caught between a SAG-AFTRA WGA negotiation and the television screen. Her fan base and anti-fan base is now becoming a fan base and anti-fan base. Media cycles. DaBaty and look who's talking looks like Don Rickles. You look at his eyes. Dom DeLuise. I'm not very good with names, but he looks like that comedian who was with us long before Look Who's Talking. I saw him once at an engagement party. CBS has a comedy television show, stand-up comedians in the fall lineup. Don't know who's lined up for it yet. They never give me these lead-ins. If I prepared, I could probably be pretty funny for their audience. There's Sharonan. It is rumored. He's been working with a rumored potential production of Victor They, Victoria. That's Victor /they/Victoria. They didn't have Leonard Nilsson for Look Who's Talking, the Swedish photographer. He was busy working on the next camera technology for the industry of maternal health care. He's got a beautiful book of the baby. Precision photography. Precision research. The arts of obstetricianism. Obstetrics. Abs. So, sports fan. ~10% discount on all boats for women, U.S. Marine Corps. That's tough military humor. It's like doctor humor. Very difficult. Thank you, Israel. How do I follow up this song if Gal Gadot is stalking me on Facebook? Like an immature little SAG-AFTRA actress, highly paid and highly traveled too. That's not me. That's not my work. She could have been the baby and Look Who's Talking, born around that time. Who's her business agent, Jonathan Crane? Kirstie Alley? How'd they do that? Peace in the Gaza Strip? Happy to hear the African Union is underway and in good spirits. And with harmonious visual pictures from your media feeds from Africa. Looks beautiful. Looks as beautiful as Asia. And the U.S. of Asia. in the U.S. of A. Google, according to Yahoo, is going to court with the United States. That's ball game. That's a ball game. That is a ball game smartify. Steve Carell made an appearance on Facebook today. Thanks, Steve. Are you now in the Drew Barrymore tomato camp? Tomatoes, Steve Carell and Drew Barrymore throw tomatoes at him, appearing on television despite the strike. And yes, to me, Facebook is television. Technically speaking, you're listening to a technical writer speaking. Look who's writing and talking. Pushing my stroller right now onto the pickleball court. More water tide, approximately, for Hurricane Lee to drink up. Thankfully, we have the other three classes of tides that Lee will also digest Lee's material for the good of earthenic cleaning, climate and earth care science. We up here in Maine are thrifty and we have our heads on our shoulders. We're level-headed. We're not confident that this hurricane is going to come at a Category 5 magnitude right into Maine Sunday. I put it at about a 10% chance. I just had three pieces of pizza, excuse me, sat down. I'm on the John Candy diet. Keto tolerated. Low tolerated. Weight Watchers approved. It's all hearsay. The posier liked my John Candy pose on Facebook today. I'm not a member of SAG-AFTRA, so I can go on television. Even though television doesn't like me as an employee or executive level soundboard director for the television executive board of directors of television. You ever want to do a Mr. Magoo movie? I met a guy who looks like he could play Mr. Magoo. Very well, Boston. It's bulimia. It's not Berners-lemia. He should know that. He's a scientist. Coldplay wrote a song for him. Studios. But it's 2.0. We don't have to rewrite Charlie Chaplin's career. He's been great in America, and then he gets kicked out and sent back to England to retire. I almost told this wonderful lady I'd met today, who was born in 1998, that if she was born in 1898, she might be starring in silent cinemas today. Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Buster Keaton, Harold Lloyd, and Jimmy Fallon. Sports fans. I think the Nigerian, or was it South African, airport was designed by the D.C. airport designers. It had a similar resemblance. Probably was. Air industry is international, as it should be, with water and fire and earth. Have an Earth Day, no Moon Watchers Network yet. We should. Weather Channel not have a monopoly on the climatologist network. We could even partner like the bipartisans do on Capitol Hill for the good of all television watchers and moon interests. So, I need a new pair of shoes for the 5K. Don't leak. And you're going to have an actor phone. Capital A, capital F, actor phone. Hi, how are you? It's like, welcome to movie phone. Remember that guy? Movie phone, welcome to movie phone. This time it's actor phone, and if you're an actor looking for work, you call up, leave your audition, contact info, or your agent's contact info. Business manager's contact info or your publicist's contact info or the show you're working on where you need a 6'4", 192-pound actor who's male. And beep, would you like to save message, redirect this message, mark it as urgent or normal? Thank you for calling Actor Phone. We'll be in contact with you shortly. Have a good evening.